You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director, Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Welcome, Nancy.
Hey, Shelley, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks so much. How are you?
Oh, you know, flying around, trying to get things done. Suddenly it's like things are happening.
Yes. Yes, we are coming back to life. There's so much going on this month, and I know that right now you're in the midst of the Wearable Art Intergalactic Extravaganza. So why don't we start there? What are you excited about?
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, it is. This is going to be quite the thing, much different than anything that we've ever done before. So many things to do. Like, you already can be out there doing your ground control scavenger hunt. And then we're getting right into it's going to be like a movie. I want to encourage people to think of this as Wearable Art Intergalactic, the movie, which we're going to see as a live stream on the 14th and 15th with Erica Lee and Richard Carter as the MCs.
Oh, I love those guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're amazing. And then there's going to be trivia nights, and there's going to be conversations about costuming. We are going to have a Wearable Art, the drive-in movie is going to be there. So if you missed it, or if you enjoyed it so much, you get to see it again by going down and watching the drive-in movie. You'll be able to see the actual art pieces live and in person at Centennial Hall. In order to keep it safe, there'll be a limited so many people in at a time, and you walk through and you can look at the art. And so it's just really going to be pretty exciting. We have a couple of course, raffles. This is a fundraiser, you know.
Yes,
of course.
So
we got to make us some money. This is the money that we use to do our fine art scholarships and our individual artist grants. So we really depend on the success of this event. So I want to encourage everybody to please come and do some things. But anyway, there's a Alaska Airlines raffle for 2 Alaska Airlines tickets. And we also have a George Gress guitar. George makes these beautiful, handmade, wonderfully sounding guitars. And we'll be raffling this one off, $10, and you can get yourself a $2,000 guitar. So, you know, bid often, as I say. it's all exciting. Does any of it sound exciting to you, Shelley? What are you going to do?
Oh, absolutely. I'm real interested in the Out of This World Quest Trivia Night, which is a tradition that usually happens around about this time. It's not usually part of the wearable art, but I'm into it. I like it.
Yeah, there's 2 opportunities on Tuesday, the 8th, and it is Carl Broderson who usually does the World Quest. He's doing Out of the World Quest for us on Tuesday, the 18th and Thursday, the 20th at 7:30. And it's a split the pot thing. So if you win, you get to split the proceeds of the ticket sales. So consider that. Everything is pretty inexpensive. It's $10 to join the trivia night. So, and the intergalactic live streams, we have collaborations with various restaurants, so you can do dinner and a show. You can get your live stream ticket and then order special dinners from Island Pub, TK Maguire's, or Auk Bay Cafe, and I think Red Spruce, although I haven't seen the menu for Red Spruce yet, so I don't know about that. But anyway, so there's those things. We also have packages where you get your live stream thing, and then there'll be a charcuterie platter from V's Cellar Door. I mean, just there's all kinds of little ways that we're combining with other businesses around town to help make this a real fun event for the whole community. So,
well,
get online.
Yeah, I think that all that you're doing is really creative and really interesting too. I really like the idea of the dinner and a show, or some of these packages you can buy: Gemini Twins Pack, the Meteor Shower, the Big Dipper Family Matinee, the Percy Party Matinee Pack. I love how you've incorporated all of these other small local businesses into the extravaganza.
It's really been fun. Like, various businesses are reopening, so we're using the ground control scavenger hunt as a way for you to go find things. Some of the things are, I mean, all the things are appropriate for you to do with kids pretty much, except for going to the brewery or the distillery, but there are a lot of things around town that have to do with space. We get people into the museum to see the moon rock. There's a whole bunch of things you may not have known about your community that you'll find out when you do. And the scavenger hunt's on now, and it'll end on May 23rd. And May 23rd is when we're going to announce the winners of the Sybil Davis Art Award, who won the scavenger hunt, who won the guitar, who won the airline tickets, and the themes for next year. And you're going to ask me what are the themes for next year, and I'm only going to remember one of them, which is reawakening. But there are three of them.
All right, and we vote for our favorites.
You vote for your favorites. Yes.
Could you give me
dollar bills?
Yes. you purchase your favorites. So, could you tell me a little bit more about the Ground Control Scavenger Hunt? I know that it's ongoing through the 22nd. Can you give me an example of something we might have to that we might be assigned to look for?
Yes. Well, for example, the moon rock at the museum, one we're setting up. So she's put out some ground control things right now. And one of the things that we decided to do this so that people become familiar with the app that you're going to be watching the live streams on. When you go to conferences and you get those little apps on your phone that remind you of when your next session is, It's a similar type of software as that. So everything is on your phone or on your computer. And the ground control, you get some points for like making contact with another person in your app. But for example, today we set one up, Sacred Grounds is open again, and they have beautiful artwork by Michaela Goad and Robert Mills in the cafe. So you just get a point for going in there and looking at the new artwork. There's going to be a piece of former artwork by Michelle Morris is going to be on display in a window downtown. So you go find that and you get points. There'll be little QR codes and you just aim your QR code at it. And you get your points that way. So all kinds of different things that you could do around town, as well as in your little app to learn how to use it. So just, you know, trying to make it looks like the weather's going to be decent. Let's just get out and about and do some things.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And I'm exhausted just watching you, Nancy. You've got so much going on. You got your papers, you got your phone dinging.
Oh my God.
It's so busy. Everything is happening. It's all very exciting. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, it is First Friday, of course. So everybody, there are First Friday things going on. Juno Artist Gallery's got Marty Sharp. C. Alaska's got a Q&A thing online. The museum is going to be dedicating their new show, The Spirit Wraps Around. It's going to be a virtual dedication on First Friday. There is live music at Resurrection Lutheran Church that Alaska Music One is putting on together. So there's just quite a few things. Go on to our website, jahc.org, and click on various things, including the community calendar, the First Friday button, and of course the wearable art thing. Now we're gonna stop selling the packages like the dinner and the show things on Friday. So if you're at all interested in that, you should get in there and get that because the restaurants need to be able to plan. So if you're interested in dinner and a show, today's the day to go order that right now.
And so if we want to do the dinner and a show, that's kind of aimed at the premiere of the online extravaganza on May 14th and May 15th, not so much the drive-in movie.
Nope, the drive-in movie is a drive-in movie.
Yep. Bring your own snacks.
Yeah, you have to bring your own.
All right. Well, Nancy, thanks so much for sharing all that information. Thanks for your time today. I know you're very busy, but I think that this wearable arts extravaganza is going to be a big success. So thanks again for talking with us today.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye.